Hello and welcome back to another episode of Anagames Talent Talk, a show where I sit down and talk to various people from the anime and video games industry to learn a bit more about them, the projects they've been involved in, and the characters they've brought to life. Today I'm speaking to Aaron Dismuk, known for his roles as Alphonse in Fullmetal Alchemist, Toji in Terror in Resonance, and Senku in Dr. Stone. We discussed what it was like getting his first lead role at age 12, if voicing a lead character is much different to voicing a side character, what it was like coming back many years later to reprise his role as Alphonse Elric for the dubbing of the Netflix movie, and much more. This episode was filmed live at Oz Comic Con Sydney 2019, and I know there's many fans out there of Aaron's work. So I hope you enjoyed this one, and let's jump into the episode.
So you got into voice acting at a pretty young age, and at an age where most people don't even know what they want to do in their careers until they're well in their teens. Like, at what point did you know you wanted to be a voice actor and that you knew that it was what you were fit for?
Oh, man. I didn't know that I was fit to be a voice actor until, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
So I'd already been doing it for over a decade by the time I was like, okay, maybe this is something I can do for the rest of my life. Just because, like, by the nature of the work, it's very inconsistent work, most people will tell you. So you'll have spells where you don't get any parts for like a decent chunk of time, like right after puberty when I was about 14 would be a good example. I don't think I did any sizable roles from age like 14 to 18, just because my voice was in the dumpster of puberty, or I don't know if there's a better metaphor there somewhere.
Yeah.
Something about what was it I used to say? Is puberty didn't, you know, obviously, like, I don't have a beard or anything, so puberty did not hit me like a truck, but it hit me like a...
Changed you enough.
Like a Segway or a golf cart. Yeah.
Just enough to change it.
Yeah, so that was, there was a point where I needed to settle, and then once that happened, then I got to start exploring that kind of thing again. I had done some theater in the meantime as well, and finally, there was some season where I had multiple parts, like multiple lead roles at the same time. So I was Arslan in The Heroic Legend of Arslan, and I was Leo Watch in Blood Blockade Battlefront, and Ash in Draganar Academy. And that was all in the same season or two seasons. And I was like, okay, you know what? Everyone, like, I was able to, it felt successful enough to where I was able to put a lot of my apprehensions aside and be like, you know what, you're good enough to keep on counting on this.
Yep.
And not just be grateful for what it is, but never expect to be called in again. Yeah.
So you did touch on there that you had a couple of lead roles. Like, most voice actors I've spoken to are pretty wrapped if they do ever get a lead role. So you actually got your first one at age 12.
Right.
With Alphonse Elric, a very iconic character.
Yeah.
And currently with Senku and Dr. Stone. So when you get those lead roles, is there more effort or preparation required on your part, or more, I don't want to say do you care about those characters more, but like, is it different to voicing a side character?
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay, so what we're talking about here feels more like it's sort of the caliber of show. And there is a classification system that the company uses, which is AAA, AA, A title. It goes down like that.
Same video games.
Yeah, so like there are B and C titles, which are just sort of shows that often it may have been like a 3-for-1 deal kind of thing, where it's like if you buy the rights to Dr. Stone, you can also have this show and this show. So I love all my characters, but for shows that are less prominent, I may be less likely to try to watch them in advance. Like Dr. Stone, I watched just about every episode before I recorded it, because I wanted to be sure that I wouldn't hit any moments where I just had no idea what to do, especially because that show's very challenging. Like, Senku is constantly doing weird presentational things. Like, he'll be like, one second he'll be presenting the perspective of like a bunch of like aliens that may have like sent a void ray to zap the earth and turn everyone to stone. Then he's putting on a cooking show where he's explaining how to make gunpowder. So he's all over the place. So I need to be prepared with him because he throws curveballs. Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, with your years around 14, you weren't able to come back and voice Alphonse in the Brotherhood series.
No.
But what was it like coming back to reprise the role for the Netflix dub?
Oh, yeah, that was cool. There's a reason for them asking me to do one and not the other. And the basic premise is the Elric brothers are canonically older in the Netflix dub. They're both, like, I think 17, 16 versus being, like, 12 and 13.
Makes sense.
In the anime. So because they were older, I can definitely play 16. So yeah. It was really fun to do. That I always think that Japanese special effects look weird, full honesty. I don't know if Hollywood is just hoarding the technology or what, but, like, Japanese CGI is very strange to me. But I did like, there was one particular narrative change that they made that I really appreciated, which was they took the, spoiler alert, fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to know. Oh, yeah? Okay, well, they took the speech that Barry the Chopper gave that convinced Al he wasn't real, and they gave it instead to the Sewing Life alchemist, Tucker. And I thought it made way more sense for Al to believe Tucker than for Al to believe Barry the Chopper. It made so much more sense because Barry the Chopper has no expertise in such matters. Shao Tucker is the Sewing Life alchemist. I really approved of that.
Quick one before you have to go. What's a character of yours that you've played that may not be your most popular role, but is special to you for some reason?
Probably leaked from Servamp. It's this sort of goofy little show with a lot of very pretty boys that are sort of coupled up for weird reasons. Everybody has a servant vampire, and my character's super broody, and I'm playing across Ian Sinclair, who's one of my favorite actors. So I'm broody, and he is, like, all the energy, and I just really loved playing off of him. We had a great time.
So, before we head off, where can fans follow you online or follow your work, and what can they be excited for that you're in at the moment?
Aaron__Dismuke is my Twitter handle. You can also just look up Aaron Dismuke and find it. That's what I recommend to follow. I'm in Dr. Stone as Senku. Ensemble Stars is another show that I'm in. I'm the student council president. The name's eluding me right now because I'm on the spot. And there's another show. Oh, and Bello and Bim.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Talent Talk. Look forward to the next episode where I'll be sitting down with another voice actor from the anime industry and picking their brain. If you liked this episode, please consider subscribing on YouTube or on your podcasting platform of choice so you never miss an episode. And feel free to communicate with me on Twitter at anigame_au. That's ANIGAME_AU. And let me know who you'd love to see on the show. This has been Joel from Anigame, and I'll catch you in the next episode.